KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 68 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news this morning, sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a man early this morning on an OWI charge. 23-year-old Dustin Dean Sleep of Corning was pulled over at around 2:15 a.m. for having an expired vehicle registration and dark tinted windows. Upon further investigation, Sleep was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Two juvenile males were arrested early this morning in Red Oak for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Red Oak police say they were taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. in the 2400 block of North 8th Street and cited into juvenile court for minor in possession of fireworks, along with reckless use of fireworks per city code. The boys were then released to their parents. Their names were not released. And this is Independence Day, the 4th of July. Lots of events going on around the nation of Valley. You can find the entire list and details under our daily diary page at KJAN.com. Here's a brief rundown. The Atlantic Rotary Flight Breakfast is underway from now until 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Municipal Airport with pancakes by the Pancake Man. The cost is $7 a plate, with proceeds supporting the annual fireworks display. Now, the annual Atlantic Rotary Fireworks will be at the Atlantic Municipal Airport tonight from 9 until 11 p.m. Admission is your free will donation. Parking begins at 7, and the Atlantic Kiwanis will have concessions available before and during the event. Exira's 152nd annual 4th of July parade and celebration continues today. On this Tuesday, there's 8 a.m. registration for the parade at the entrance to the Legion Ballpark, and no entry fee. All day long, there will be food and various vendors around the city park. At 9 o'clock in Exira, there's kids' food races at the old elementary school site from 10 until 7 p.m., 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Exira Community Club Beer Garden will be at the city park. And from 1 until 10, the American Carnival Entertainment, no wristbands, pony rides available. In the course of 10:30 this morning, they'll have the parade up there in Exira. That's always a big event, and that'll end at the Legion Park. Now, the annual Marnie Community Club 4th of July celebration takes place at the Marnie Park. The flags will be raised at 6 p.m. with a meal to follow. Actually, I believe that's 6 a.m. The fireworks begin at dusk, and the Marnie 4th of July celebration features delicious roast pork. Messina 4th of July celebration will be held from 8 until 9:30 a.m. with breakfast with pancakes, eggs, and sausage, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus, and that's at the North Shelter in the Messina City Park for your free will donation. Later on this afternoon, there's a quilt show sponsored by the Messina United Methodist Church at the Messina Historical Society Schoolhouse. There will also be tours of the Historical Society Barbershop, Gas Station, and Schoolhouse this afternoon. Bingo by the Messina Lions Club at the North Shelter in the City Park. That gets underway at later this evening. At 3 o'clock this afternoon over in Messina, they will have a kids' parade. Lineup starts at 2:45 in front of the Messina Baptist Church with a parade route through the Messina Park. Again, those are just some of the things going on. Well, fireworks sales have been legal in Iowa since June the 1st. A businessman whose company has been selling consumer-grade fireworks in four neighboring states for years said the most popular sellers are called cakes, and that's because the effects are layered. Vince Bellino of Omaha-based Bellino Enterprises says you have one fuse you light, and depending on the cake itself, the multi-effect item, you might have 6 to 8 shots go up in the air. It'll have an audio effect and will also have a video effect as well. His company has operated 130 fireworks stands in South Dakota, Kansas, and Missouri. Just last month, the company opened up another 55 fireworks stands in Iowa, including here in Atlantic. Bellino says they're offering customers 200 different types of consumer-grade fireworks. A smoke item to a novelty item to firecrackers to multi-effect items to fountains to single-shot tubes to artillery shells, according to Bellino. Now, Iowa's new law calls for the fireworks sales to end July the 8th. There will be another fireworks sales period at the end of this year. The fireworks at the in December, before we get to New Year's, can only be sold from permanent structures, not from tents or roadside stands. A four-week-old baby and her mother suffered burns and serious injuries when fireworks exploded on them during an illegal Iowa show. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office's 36-year-old Margaret Limkeman and her baby were injured when fireworks launched sideways instead of upward at a party Saturday in Swisher. The projectile struck Margaret and exploded, catching fire. Mother attempted to remove the baby from her lap, tossing her onto a blanket. Both were transported to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. A GoFundMe campaign raising money for the family says the baby suffered a broken femur, fractures, and burns. Limkeman suffered severe trauma to her legs and needs multiple surgeries. Property owner Richard Fowler was cited for failure to have a firework permit in violation of county ordinance. And Johnson County and Iowa had recently lifted a decades-long ban on fireworks sales. Elsewhere in the news, the Union County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place Saturday morning. 34-year-old Nikki Renee Jones of Creston was arrested at around 1 a.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for theft in the second degree. Jones was later released on $5,000 bond. And a little after 3 a.m. Saturday, 25-year-old Diego Ricardo Manzanares of Greenfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense. Manzanares was later released on a $1,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Julia Christine Gibson, age 49, of Omaha, died Friday at her home. A memorial service for Julia Gibson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Dodson, age 70, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Dodson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Gail Bud Parker, age 95, of Red Oak and formerly of Villisca, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bud Parker will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Villisca Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has the arrangements. Herbert Herb Lee Wood, age 69, of Walnut, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Graveside services for Herb Wood will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Otho Cemetery in Webster County. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Irma Schaff, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Irma Schaff will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.